This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we get to listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear those songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. And you never know, you might even find your next favorite artist, band, record, song. So please stay tuned. And if you like what you hear, make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Kathleen Edwards. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, Kathleen feels like a best friend of WFUV.
Yeah, she's almost synonymous with WFUV, I would say. And she's one of those artists that if you asked us to list a few artists that would describe us, I would list her as one of the artists that are core to WFUV's sound. And we're so grateful for her music over all of these years. Ironically, one of the first songs that I fell in love with from her was One More Song the Radio Won't Like. And I love to say that to her, like, we love it. Okay, just for the record, I need to preface this by saying we do love this record. We're big fans of Kathleen's. She's just such a thoughtful songwriter. And I find her music to be very, very moving.
Yeah, me too. And we're going to listen to some live songs from her new album, Billionaire. What is the first track that we're going to listen to?
The first song that we're going to listen to is a song called Save Your Soul. And stick around for a funny conversation we had about this song in particular, as it reminded me of a Jewel song from the 90s. And she had a lot to say about that. The full-length album is Billionaire, and this is Save Your Soul from it on WFUV.
1, 2, 3. On the run from yourself and everyone you know, it's a short fall to the ground when you dig your own hole. Line your pockets with gold. Line your pockets. Who's gonna save your soul? Yeah, when your money's no good, who's gonna save? Take a look at yourself before you wave goodbye. 'Cause you'd have come clean years ago, but the hustle gets you high. Line your pockets with gold. Line your pockets. Oh, who's gonna save your soul? Soul, yeah.
A live version of Save Your Soul from Kathleen Edwards here in Studio A at WFUV. That's sung from her fantastic new album, Billionaire. I'm Elise Ali here with Kathleen now. Welcome and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It feels like coming home a little bit when I walk through the doors of WFUV.
Well, that makes me feel so good because we've been with you for a long time. That first album, a great success, even though it was called Failure.
Yeah.
And speaking of Failure, you've got 10 more songs that the radio will like for sure. Of course, that's a reference to one of your songs. And that was one of them, Save Your Soul. I love that song. We've been playing it on the radio a lot. And when I think it's the first single from Billionaire.
That's right.
And we talked about this on the radio, you and I, live on the radio before, and you were saying that you don't choose the singles.
No. You work on the songs. They're so close to you. The fact is, I'm also in a business, and people who are in business with me want to promote my music, and it is to my benefit, and I'm very grateful for it. But sometimes they pick songs that aren't necessarily would be my pick for going to radio. I've learned to just not die on that hill
right.
Because all my songs are brilliant.
It's so true. They're all your precious little babies, and we're happy to have any and all of them. And actually, when I first read that, before I had heard the song, when I first read you had a song called Save Your Soul, I was like, is this a Jewel cover?
Oh, that's right. Who will save your soul? When it comes. Okay, yeah. I just did the music for the Lilith Fair documentary that you will be hearing about in the next couple of weeks and months. And I got a call earlier in the year from a very good musician friend of mine who was asked, and he does film and television work now for soundtracks and scoring. And he was like, they asked if you would be free. And I was like, a music documentary about Lilith Fair. Is there not enough music already in that documentary? And of course, as anyone would know, there's always scoring that's required for scenes where there isn't necessarily a song playing that's specific to the moment. And it requires music and emotion and everything. And so I saw a lot of Jewel in the last few months looking at this footage and enjoying some of her anecdotes of that time, which is actually really heartbreaking. Some really crazy stuff. You know, she was very young when that record came out.
Right.
She was like 19 years old, and she had a number one radio hit, and she was taken around, you know, the world. But some of the things that people said to her live on radio was pretty gross. You know, she was really objectified. She's beautiful and, you know, but yeah. So Save Your Soul. It's so funny. I never thought about that. Maybe Jewel will cover mine and I'll cover hers and we'll do a mashup.
I would love that.
I would love that too. She's really cool.
She seems like a cool lady. Did you ever go to Lilith Fair? Lilith Fair? Lilith Fair? It's very hard to say. Lilith Fair.
In 1998, which was the third year, it was 97, 98, 99. In 98, I was a barista at my little local coffee shop in Ottawa at a place called Starbucks when the machines were still manual. And Lilith Fair had a pop-up Starbucks at all of the concerts that toured. And so people from the local stores were asked if they wanted to staff them. And I waved my hand. Yes, me, pick me, pick me. And so I actually got to work the Starbucks booth at Lilith Fair in 1998 when I was just a sort of budding songwriter. I was playing open mic nights. My hero, besides Sarah, of course, was Paula Cole. And I actually got to watch her sound check just because I was there early setting up with all my, you know, fellow baristas. And of course, I snuck away and watched Paula Cole soundcheck, which was really cool.
That is amazing. I had no idea your coffee career went back that far as well.
Yeah, I'm the OG. The coffee story was the original job for me. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. We'll circle back.
Okay.
There's so much to talk to you about with this new album and your whole being. So what I wanted to say about, and you mentioned, not to keep bringing it back to Jewel, I don't know why this keeps coming up, but you were saying like Jewel was so young when she put out her first record. You were pretty young when you put out your debut album too. You were early 20s.
I was.
Right?
Yeah.
And it immediately took off. And then you immediately took off and were touring all over the place. So you've got a pretty unique perspective on the music industry, as you've been in it for so long and have seen so many different sides of it, like the good, the bad, and the ugly. Can you talk a little bit about your perspective on the music industry then and now?
That would be a very long conversation. And in all fairness, you know, my experiences are kind of just unique to me, and I in no way feel qualified to speak on what the music business is like. For me, the one thing I just think about is, you know, a lot of times people ask you, like, you know, you've been doing this a long time. If you could go back and either change something or tell yourself something, what would it be? Or change, you know, and my answer is I have no regrets, because being that young, you're thrown into situations that are so incredibly overwhelming, and you're just doing your best to ride the wave. And, you know, I played on David Letterman the day my first record came out in America.
That is so wild.
And as exciting, and of course, you know, the little kid in me who dreamed of one day doing something like that, it was coming true. And yet I'm wholly unprepared for knowing how to manage sort of the nerves, or the fact that I'm in a room full of people I don't necessarily know all the time. And I would just say, you know, going back, like, I'm so proud of me. I'm so, you know, I want to always tell myself good for you and show myself a bit of grace, because, you know, there are lots of shows I remember that were really hard and really not good. And I'm sure there were days where I was terrible and I was in a bad mood and I was not my best self, because when you're thrown into those intense and exhausting situations over and over, you're not always going to get it right. So I kind of look back and think, oh my God, I can't believe I'm still doing this, and how lucky I feel that that's true. And also give myself some grace that for all the times I played on David Letterman, you know, I didn't blow it, because it could have, you know, I was just a kid hoping to like just stay on the horse that was bucking.
Mm, yeah. I don't think you could have, because you've got so much talent. It just naturally comes out. But I do think that all of those experiences obviously make you who you are today. And you know about, you know, the hard truths, some would say.
Yeah.
And speaking of, we're going to get into the hard truth right now and when the truth comes out. And that song actually already out on your new album, Billionaire. But you're going to play it for us live in Studio A right now.
Depends who you talk to. Most days, oh, most days you hide away. You shouldn't have to end back then. Back then when you walked in the room, everyone turned to notice. Yeah, back then, all back then, everyone knew he was lucky to have you. Kings lose their crown. When the truth comes out, time will be on your side. Back when they sailed across the ocean blue, trying to find something perfect, magic wild and cool, yeah, you wouldn't believe it. Air in waves and lakes for days in the summer. The way you light up the room, yeah, laughing and holding court like you do. Guess the queen wouldn't have it. Kings lose their crowns and nobody wants to stick around. When the truth comes out, truth comes out, time will be on your side. Lock the doors, turn their backs, they steal your cards, they stack the decks while you were holding on to your aces. truth comes out, when the truth comes out, when the truth comes out, when the truth comes out, time will be on your side, time will be on your side, yeah, it will be.
A live version of When the Truth Comes Out here on WFUV. Kathleen Edwards knocking it out of the park, as per usual. And you are accompanied by the great Matt Susich. It is a pleasure to have you both in Studio A. And it is such a delight for me to have, for all of us to have, this wonderful album, Billionaire. And you're doing just a duo here, but the record has got a lot of musicians on it, and it's a great band. Can you talk a little bit about this fantastic live band that you put together for this record?
I would be thrilled to tell you. All credit is to be given to Jason Isbell, who co-produced this record. He offered to produce my record, and when he asked me about some of my preferences, one of them was, would you be okay to make the record in Nashville, and would you be okay to play with a band that is not your normal band? And I said, absolutely, yes. And he picked members of the 400 Unit, Chad Gamble on the drums, Anna Butters on bass, and Jason on guitar. Gina Johnson co-produced the record and sat behind the recording desk. And she not only mixed the record, she engineered it. And so Jason did an unbelievable job bringing such great talent to the table. And I'm so indebted to him because, you know, when you make records, a lot of times you don't necessarily get a chance to, well, when you're on tour with your band, you don't always get to play with other people. And so a recording project is one of those opportunities. And for him to surround me with people who not only I didn't know, but people who elevated me, it was just such a great gift. And it was kind of it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. And I do think that you have leveled up on this new album, and especially musically speaking, like your guitar playing has really just, it really shines. And I think it's so cool that there's a lot more musical space on this record. Like you're jamming out a lot more. And it feels so good to have these codas and these great musical instrumental breaks in the middle of songs rather than trying to like just jump back in quickly. Not that you do that, but you know what I mean? Like a lot of people, I think, don't want to stretch out musically speaking. They want to get to the verse, get to the chorus, don't bore us. But this is a very expansive record. Can you talk a little bit about playing?
Yeah. A lot of the record was recorded live off the floor. In many cases, you know, I would have redone, say, my vocal parts, or we added keyboards on the record at a different time. But I think there's sort of as a songwriter, I think one of the things I showed up with really good finished songs. And I was always open and willing to make changes. And Jason had a few incredible suggestions on a few songs, like Billionaire. He really helped form the ending that sort of ends of this beautiful sort of epic sort of refrain. And I credit to him for that arrangement. But I think there's that mix. Like I love great songwriting. I love great melodies and great choruses. And I love a 2.5 minute song, but I also love to rock. Yeah. And my live show is not necessarily a reflection always of my records. I really like having an instrumental aspect to my shows that is consistent with the music that I'm a fan of. Like I'm a huge fan of The War on Drugs. I'm a huge fan of the band Goose. These are musically very satisfying bands and sounds for me, and I'm a reflection of my influences. So yeah,
I love when you do that. Need a Ride is one of my favorites from the record. And then speaking of short and sweet, you know, Little Red Ranger, another standout from the album Billionaire, which if we could just pause for 1 second to also recognize the centerpiece, masterpiece of this album, the title track. So good. There's so many songs that we could talk about and dive deep in here. You, contrary to popular belief, not a capitalist, as the title suggests, but billionaire means what to you?
Well, actually, I am a capitalist.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I am pro-capitalism.
Okay.
I am actually, hoping to make a living playing music. So in that sense, I would like to pay my bills and, enough money. But I am not a billionaire. But the idea of the album title is actually about this person for whom I wrote the song, a young woman who came into my life during a time when I had actually quit music. She came to work at my coffee shop, and her name was Amanda. Mm. And Amanda was somebody who kind of, this sounds terribly narcissistic, but she reminded me of me when I was 19, where the world, she was ready to take on the world, and she just needed people to give her permission to do so. And she started out as a part-time barista who was in university, and she ended up running the whole show. She was magnificent. And very tragically, she passed away. Suddenly she had a brain aneurysm, and we lost this incredibly beautiful friend, sister. And when I was going to start writing for a new record, I just was in a deep state of grief. And the only thing I could think about were how the world had lost this great opportunity by the loss of this beautiful young woman. And she enriched my life. And I came up with the line, if this feeling were a currency, I would be a billionaire. And I feel like that, you know, I've been asked a lot about, you know, this sort of dirty word, the billionaire word. And I kind of feel like really we should all want to be billionaires in life. And my friend Amanda made me a billionaire in friendship. And we should all want to have enriched diverse experiences, enriching experiences in our life. And whatever that looks like to you or to me, we should go for it. And that's what life is for. And especially for people who don't make it to be of an age that get to enjoy what life has to offer. And so that's why I wrote that song. And that's why I decided to call my record Billionaire.
You are such a talented and thoughtful person. And if you were just like a session musician, that would be, you'd be incredibly talented at it. But also, your writing, you could be a novelist also, the way you write these stories and paint these pictures for us. And I think it all comes out in the stories that you tell and put forth, like that one you just shared with us. And I love all the little details in Little Red Ranger, like the Mexican blanket. I'm just picturing this Mexican blanket, and your sense of humor comes through so well. Like, I love you talking trash about the Leafs. It's so lovely, and it is so lovely to have you with us. I'm grateful for your music and for this fantastic new album, Billionaire. And we're so lucky you're going to play us one more song, and it is Little Red Ranger. Kathleen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being part of my support system so I can come to this great city and play music. I'm truly humbled that after all these years, FUV has still got my back. I really appreciate it in ways I can't truly express.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathleen. So please keep making music that makes us feel those emotions. So thank you so much again. And we're going to get into Little Red Ranger live in Studio A. It's Kathleen Edwards.
This is for the Rangers fans.
Mexican blanket on the front seat. It's old to you, but it's new to me. Well, pick me up at the Roosevelt. The window's down, a two-door suits you now. Grows up in the suit. Mom and Dad sure did love you. A hockey kid, weekends at the rink. You love the Leafs even though they stink. And you're driving your little red Ranger all over LA. And someday soon you're gonna call home and tell us that you're gonna stay. The chance to see it fly away.
they never met a pair of jeans that didn't fit you perfectly. Now you're playing in a band and you sure can drink. Long brown hair, your girl seems so sweet. But you'll always be that boy lacing his skates. Oh, you miss every shot you never take. A big old smile, you got a heart of gold. Channeling the spirit of Rick Danko's ghost. And you're driving your little Red Ranger all over LA. But someday soon you're gonna call home and tell us that you're gonna stay. Like a bird in a tree, if you look away, you miss the chance to see it far away. Driving your miss the chance to see it far away. Live by the ocean, have a beautiful life. The leaves still suck at playoff time.
That was Kathleen Edwards performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Kathleen for joining us in our studio and to Dual Tone Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara and Thomas Lapis. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist, band, record, or song. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it too. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.